established the radioresistant cell line model. First step was to determine the inherent radiosensitivity of the parent cells by exposing to single doses of 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 grays along with the control set of cells. Following that, another fresh sample of SWBH7 cells was taken and was subjected to fractionated irradiation in the form of weekly fractions of 8 gray up to a total dose of 48 gray in keeping with the clinical regime of long-course chemoradiotherapy. Once the 48 gray dose was reached, the resultant surviving cells were deemed radioresistant and hence named SWBH7RR for radioresistant. The radiosensitivity of this resultant cell line was then tested in the usual way, and those responses were then compared.